This goes to Kurt, K-U-R-T, Boyd, B-O-Y-D, N like November, P like practice. Fax 989-802-8446. Regarding Eileen, it's I-L-E-N-E, middle initial L, or Twine, O-R-T-W-I-N-E. Date of birth 11/28/1945. Dear Mr. Boyd, this is a consultation for Mrs. Ortwine, who is here for evaluation of stage 3B chronic kidney disease, which is noted to go back as far as June 4th of 2021. The patient just became aware of having chronic kidney disease in December of 2022. She had labs done January 9th of 23, and the creatinine actually had jumped up from 1.5 to 1.7. And then those labs were repeated, and 3/13 of 23, the creatinine had decreased back to 1.5, which we assume is probably baseline at this point. She's got no symptoms of chronic kidney disease. Her only complaint is having intermittent problems with palpitations. She does occasionally get a little dizzy and lightheaded when she changes position from sitting to standing too rapidly, or from lying down to sitting up too rapidly. But that does not happen very often, and she has not had any falls related to that. No history of heart disease. She had a stress test many years ago that she was unable to complete, but she passed to the point of when she was had to be stopped for rapid heart rate. No recent cough. She does have asthma-type illness and COPD, unrelated to smoking, though. She has never smoked cigarettes. She does have joint pains in back and wrist, but does not use oral non-steroidal anti-inflammatory drugs for pain. She usually uses Tylenol. She complains also of excessive fatigue, and that's been going on for about the last year, according to the patient and her daughter. Past medical history is significant for hypertension for many years, hypothyroidism, degenerative joint disease, gout, obstructive sleep apnea, asthma and COPD, depression with anxiety, hyperlipidemia, and diet-controlled diabetes. Past surgical history, she's had bilateral cataract removal, cholecystectomy, appendectomy, and injections in her lumbar spine for low back pain, followed by physical therapy with excellent relief. Social history, the patient is divorced and she lives alone. She has never smoked cigarettes. She was consuming a fair amount of alcohol a few years ago, but has subsequently eliminated the excessive drinking of alcohol. Now it's rare that she consumes any alcoholic beverages. And she is retired. Family history is significant for heart disease, thyroid disease, stroke, hypertension, and hyperlipidemia. Review of systems, as stated above, otherwise negative. Drug allergies, she is allergic to codeine, medications, she takes fish oil, 1,000 milligram daily, flaxseed oil, 1,200 milligram daily, CoQ10, 100 milligram daily, Crestor, 10 milligram every other day, multivitamin daily, metoprolol, 25 milligram twice a day, Losartan, 25 milligram daily, Synthroid, 75 microgram daily, Celexa, 20 milligram daily, Buspar, 10 milligram daily, Aspirin, 81 milligram daily, Vitamin C, 1,000 milligram daily, Allopurinol, 100 milligram twice a day, and Tylenol, 500 milligram as needed for pain. Also, albuterol HFA inhaler, 2 inhalations every 6 hours as needed, but that's rarely used. Physical exam, height, 63 inches, weight, 190 pounds, blood pressure left arm sitting large adult cuff is 120 over 64. Pulse 57. Oxygen saturation is 97% on room air. Tympanic membranes and canals are clear. Pharynx is pink. It's difficult to visualize her posterior pharynx. Her tongue is rather high in her throat. Neck is supple. There's no lymphadenopathy, no jugular venous distension, and no carotid bruise. Lungs are clear with a prolonged expiratory phase throughout. No wheezes or rails. Heart is regular. No murmur, rub, or gallop. Abdomen soft. Obese, non-tender. No palpable masses, no ascites. Extremities, she has non-pitting edema of both ankles and feet. And full sensation and motion in the extremities. And labs, most recent labs were done March 13th of 2023. And her creatinine was 1.5. Glucose 103, calcium 9.8, sodium 137, potassium 4.5, carbon dioxide 33, albumin 4, liver enzymes are normal, estimated GFR is 36. January 9th of 2023, her hemoglobin is normal, 12.5 with normal white count and normal platelets. And microalbumin to creatinine ratio was also done of the urine, and that was elevated at 304. She did have an ultrasound done of kidneys and bladder on 2/9 of 23, right kidney 11.1 centimeters, which is a normal size with a small cyst noted, left kidney 11.3 centimeters with a few small simple cysts. The bladder appeared unremarkable, but we don't have a post-void bladder measurement. She has been having some difficulty emptying her bladder. She has to push on the lower abdomen to completely empty the bladder, so we will end up getting a post-void bladder scan, a pre- and post-void bladder scan done for her. Assessment and plan. One, stage 3B, chronic kidney disease. Unclear etiology at this time. Could be a history of hypertension, although that appears well controlled. Also type 2 diabetes, although that's also well controlled. Her last A1C was 6.2. She's got gross proteinuria based on the microalbumin to creatinine ratio. So we have scheduled a pre- and post-void bladder scan in Claire, and that will be May 22nd. This year up in Claire. Before that, though, she's going to repeat our labs and we'll check a regular urinalysis to screen for blood and other materials to look for inflammatory processes. And she will continue to avoid oral, non-steroidal, anti-inflammatory drug use. And she'll have a follow-up visit with this practice in 3 months. The patient was also evaluated and examined by Dr. Fuente. All care was coordinated with and directed and approved by him. Mary Stunner, CNP/Jose Fuente, MD.